From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jimmy Hoppe. Here's your latest news from all over Delmarva. We can't forget about our pets for Thanksgiving, so the Brandywine Valley SPCA gathered to bring some holiday cheer to pets in need. Laura Page with the BDSPCA tells us it's a special moment.
It's just a fun way for us to enjoy what we've done for them.
Right now, the Georgetown campus has 64 dogs and 38 cats. Calvary Church in Dover prepared 1,600 hot meals for families yesterday, and the giving didn't stop at the kitchen. Volunteers hand-delivered meals to homes, ensuring no one was left behind this holiday. Tammy Michaels Loveless with Calvary Church says people of all ages came together to share the holiday spirit and make a difference. The day after Thanksgiving is the day to celebrate the vibrant culture and traditions of Native Americans across the nation. Today is National Native American Heritage Day. It's a recognition of Native Americans' rich history and many contributions to the United States. There are more than 570 federally recognized Indian nations in the U.S. Native Americans Heritage Day was initially recognized in a joint resolution passed by Congress in 2008. November became National American Indian Heritage Month in a joint resolution signed by President George H.W. Bush in 1990. Be sure to catch the WBOC News at noon and 4 and the WBOC News at 5 on Fox 21 from the WBOC Newsplex. I'm Jimmy Hoppe.